Okay, girls, welcome to 2007. This is Darla Shine, Happy Housewife. I cannot believe I have not recorded a podcast since before Christmas. But as you all know, if you are in the forums, you've been reading about my life, I go into a deep, dark depression on New Year's Eve. I am devastated when I hear that old Lang Syne song. I am upset that another year has passed. You know I'm obsessed with dying. I am worried I'm not going to make it to 2008. But I've snapped out of it. I'm out of the abyss. I'm ready to get back into action. And wait until you see all of the things that I've been working on. This website, the Happy Housewives Club, is going to be a one-stop shop for everything you could possibly need in life. And it's going to be great. And with me today is Dana. Dana from Michigan, who you all know. Dana, I am back. And I'm feeling better than ever.
Watch out, world.
Watch out, world. But, you know, it took me a few weeks. I just needed to hang around my house. I needed to hang out with the kids. I needed to watch. You know, days went by, and I just, like, laid on the couch and watched movies and drank tea. And it was good. I needed it. I needed to recoup.
Mm-hmm. I think you do. You need to shut down for some time. You know,
I shut down, and I get very sad. I just think that it is so upsetting to me. I cannot believe that my kids are another year older. I'm another year older. Mm-hmm. Life is going by so fast in a flash.
Mm-hmm.
It's heartbreaking.
Yep. It is. It's very sad how quickly it goes by. But I want to know what makes the difference. I mean, remember when you were a kid and 2 weeks seemed like an eternity? It's crazy.
Well, because you have your whole life ahead of you and you don't realize it. Now when you're an adult, you know that 2 weeks is 2 weeks less. It's less. You're running out of time. And it's, I don't know. I mean, obviously the alternative is worse. Death is worse. I'm alive.
Uh-huh.
But I have this issue of living in the past. I keep thinking of my children as babies. I need to get past this. I mean, I have to get past this. But I think a lot of women do this. We are obsessed with our morality, I think, because we're worried about leaving our children behind.
I mean, leaving them behind and missing out on, you know, them living their lives, too.
Right, and who's going to raise them, and what's going to happen to them? And, you know, if Bill got married again and this woman was, you know, with my kids, I would have to, like, turn out from the grave. I would be very upset. I would haunt her. I would be like... You know, she'd be sleeping. I would be, like, pulling her hair out and stuff, doing all these terrible things. No, I mean, I would love if somebody loved my children. That's ultimately what we want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if, God forbid, something happened to us. But, you know, I would be insanely jealous.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would be able to handle it.
I don't know either. I mean, my husband and I have talked about that. You know, you always do that. Well, I expect you to find somebody again.
Oh, no, I don't say that.
Oh.
I tell Bill, you're not getting married again. You have to live in misery. And listen to what I want. I don't want to be buried. I'm saying this now to all my Housewife Club members to make sure this happens. If I die, I want to be cremated. And this is what I want. Did you ever see those necklaces where on the necklace is like a little crystal clear ball hanging? And there's stuff inside the ball, like little diamonds or chips or something?
Yeah, like Angelina Jolie and
right.
Billy Bob Thornton with the blood. Yeah.
Right. I want my ashes inside the ball.
And you want Bill to wear it.
I want my kids to wear the ashes, like a little ashes, inside the ball, right?
Uh-huh.
And then Bill, you know, he's not going to wear the ball, let's face it. But he could still have a ball and, like, keep me in his dresser drawer. What do you think?
I think that's creepy.
I don't think it's creepy. I think it's nice. I love it.
I want to be cremated, but I want my ashes spread over the mountains in Montana.
No, I want to be hanging from my kids' necks. And I want to also the rest of me, you know, like the big chunk parts that don't get really ground up small, they put into a big, pretty, like, crystal vase and keep it, like, in the living room. I have my dog Babe, my golden retriever, is in my kitchen right now in a container.
Really?
A pretty container in my kitchen. Yes, I have her with me. I like that. I like that idea. But so this is it. So now the end, you know, January is going, and now I'm looking forward to all the great things. And Dana, we have so many things coming to the Happy Housewives Club.
We do. It is so exciting.
It is so exciting. The girls are going to go crazy. We finally have been able to move most of our members back into the forums. Hopefully all the girls are getting back in action.
Yep.
And what we're doing is we're going to have contributors to the Happy Housewives Club. Mm-hmm. Happy Housewives Club is now going to be an online magazine where we are going to have sections that are going to have editors. And Dana, you're going to be in charge of budget boot camp and budgeting.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Tell me about that a little bit.
It is going to be a page, and there's going to be kind of two sections to it. One is going to be your basic budgeting, you know, balancing your checkbook, tips on saving money, how to get ahead of the game. And then the other section is going to be mommy investments, and our friend Dina is going to be handling that area. So it's exciting because it's going to get all the women together that want to do better with finances kind of on the same page and working at it together. So it's kind of like a group project, and we're there to support each other and hold each other accountable too. So I'm excited. I'm very excited. And everybody on the boards have been patient while it's been being designed and created. And I'm very appreciative of the patience everybody has had. So,
well, that's
yes.
great. And what will yes. happen is the women will be able to get on there. They'll become members of that page. Dana mm-hmm. is going to have it designed with Camilla, our new technical person who's in California. Hello, Camilla.
Hi.
An area where you will be able to post your problem, post your situation, and it will stay up there, and we'll be able to track your success. We're hopefully together we'll be able to get the bills down. Now, Allie is going to be our cooking editor, and
yes.
she's going to have a page full of great recipes where all of our members can email their recipes and they will be posted up there. There's going to be archives of recipes. A dinner club is going to be up there,
mm-hmm.
coupons and lots of great resources and sites. Deanna is going to be running our domestic end, and she's going to have schedules and all great information on keeping your house in order. And we have Tammy, one of our members, who's going to be our beauty and fashion mom, and she's going to bring the latest fashion ins and outs for our moms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's going to tell us what's on sale at what stores, the great beauty finds that we need to know about. So this is really, really, really a great time for the Happy Housewives Club. I am exhausted from thinking so much. And hopefully it'll come to play. And, you know, hopefully we could look forward to a great opportunity this spring where we are going to try and put together a Happy Housewives Club weekend, Dana.
Yes.
And, you know, April said she was going to work on that, so we're going to hold April to that. But I want to read this letter that I got. Now, every day I get dozens of emails from women around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But this one came yesterday, and I just have to read it. Darla, I hope this email actually gets to you. First of all, I love your book. I live in California, just returned from a family emergency in Texas. My 3-day trip turned into 6 days when we were trapped by the ice storm. The airports were shut down for 2 days. Well, in that time, I bonded with my sister-in-law. I was complaining about my full-time job and not being able to be home for my 2 girls after school, about how my husband gave me the okay to quit, but not yet, and we needed to wait until his raise came through, which will be in about 6 months. I kept telling her how I dream of becoming a real housewife like June Cleaver. I want to cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day for my husband and my girls. I want to clean my own toilets and really scrub the bottom with the toothbrush. I want to walk my dog to the park. I want to clean out my closets and get organized. And I want to do all this in a darling outfit with stiletto heels, cute hair, and makeup. And ready for my work at my husband when he gets home from work with slippers and a cool drink just for him. Yes, my friends think I'm crazy, but my sister-in-law said to me, oh, you have to read this book, Happy Housewives. Anyway, so his sister-in-law brought her the book, and she said that now it's all she ever talks about. I hope one day you make it to the West Coast for book signing. You're such an inspiration to me. And isn't that just cute? This woman now, her dream is coming true. She does not want this big career. She wants to go home and take care of her family.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this email because when she writes that she's dreaming about scrubbing her toilets, it sounds so ridiculous.
It
really does. But it's something that I think I'm going to throw myself out there and say this. I don't care how successful you are. I think that innately inside of us, there's something about us as women where we want to go home and bond with our homes and our children.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think there's something about taking care of your own home, your own children, your own husband. It just gives you a sense of peace and well-being, I think, anyways.
Well, I love that email, and I think that it's just a cute indication of the fact that you can be a successful woman, you can have a big career, you can have it all, but at the end of the day, it's okay to say, you know what? I'm quitting. If you can afford to quit and you can go back home, like she said, when a husband's raise comes through, she is quitting. She's going back home because this is her dream. And she feels finally validated after reading Happy Housewives that she can actually do this and with, you know, a clear conscience and not feel guilty about it. But on the other hand, Dana, I want to read this review about my book on Amazon. Betty Friedan is spinning in her grave. On page 57 of Darla Shine's book, she states, "Last year, one of my best friends wanted a new dining room set, but her husband was not willing to open his wallet. I told her to go home, pay some attention to him, act interested in him, initiate some romance, do the nasty deeds that only married couples do, and guess what? 2 weeks later, she had the furniture and a diamond ring to boot. Hmm, sex for merchandise, isn't that prostitution?" "Or a scary 21st century material version of it. I read Darla Shine's book. It makes the 50s housewife look positively warm and naive and open-minded. Darla Shine claims she isn't interested in the mommy wars, yet her website specifically forbids working mothers from joining her message boards." Now, Dana, do I forbid working mothers from joining?
No.
Now, I think, now let me look. I think on the main entrance page of the Happy Housewives Club, it says, "This site is for happy housewives or those who want to become one," right? Now, I'm not saying you can't come in if you're working. You can, as long as you admit deep in your down inside you want to be happy housewife.
Or that that's your priority, more so than getting this big old promotion and career title.
What's wrong with me saying that this is the site that I want to create? This is my site. Why does this woman writing this Amazon, which we all know who this woman is, it's this girl Sandy who's obsessed with me. Now, she writes this and, like, she's offended. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many working women websites there are?
Hundreds. Thousands.
Do you know how many radio and TV shows won't book me because what I write is so controversial? Mm-hmm. I mean, how come it's okay to be on the other end but not on my end?
I don't know.
Well, let me finish what she writes. So she writes, the 1950s cult of domesticity, sex in exchange for appliances and jewelry, exclusion and prejudice towards a particular segment of society. These are not themes that any housewife that I know would embrace. I mean, is she kidding? Does nobody have a sense of humor? What's wrong with giving a blowjob for a diamond bracelet? I see nothing wrong with that. Is it me? Isn't marriage prostitution, really, when it comes down to it? I mean, really, you have sex and your husband pays your way. It's prostitution.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
I mean, really? Do these girls not have a sense of humor?
I don't think they do.
Are they really? I mean, get with the program, girls. If you're listening to this podcast, grow up. Do you understand? Do you really think that any marriage is on equal terms? And if you are equal with your husband and you're paying half the share, that's stupid. Mm-hmm. You know what? It's not who's paying what. It's not who's giving what. You're married. It doesn't matter. I'm bringing in money. I wrote a book. I've been working at home ever since I stayed home with my kids. I've always been making extra money, whether it's cooking meatballs and having a cooking class, which I've done in my kitchen. Mm-hmm. I used to do nails. I mean, I've done manicures for people in college. I've done a million different odd jobs, you know? And I've always been bringing money into my marriage. So am I going tit for tat? Oh, does my husband vacuum today? Oh, I'm paying half of this? That's a stupid way of thinking. Who's paying half and who's carrying which end? You're together. You're married. You know, and when I write, you know, give your husband sex for a dining room set, it's clearly written in jest. I don't know. Anyway, I just thought this was funny that I'm getting trashed so much on Amazon. And even to this day, the people will go out of their way to write these things is just shocking to me. I don't know any other book. I don't know any other author who's getting trashed the way I'm getting trashed.
No. I mean, I don't see it on Amazon at all. No. They just don't like you. I don't know.
All right. But here's another one. Okay. A.A. Phillips writes this. "Do you love to hear spoiled women talk about how hard they have it with their maids, nannies, and how you should dress like them, eat like them, and reform your style to thinking to be exactly like them? If you do, this is the book for you. Super annoying Darla Shine spends 90% of the book telling us how fabulous she is. She tells you how other people repulse her because of the way they shop, eat, act, and dress. And then she goes on to give such handy tips as you can wear sweatpants as long as they're tight. She also seems to have some pent-up aggression towards the show Desperate Housewives. Taking the title as a personal insult, Darla is most definitely desperate, but a housewife? No, not really. Save your money and call the meanest, most shallow woman you know instead.
Wait a minute. Where do you say in your book about...
I think my sister-in-law wrote this. I think this is from my sister-in-law.
Your sister-in-law lives in Vegas? Hey, too bad we couldn't get this person's like address. We could invite her to the Happy Housewives Club convention that we have.
First of all, this woman couldn't have read my book. There's just no way. I mean, I could see her saying I'm super annoying if she knew me in real life. But I don't think you get that from my book, do you?
Sometimes. But she couldn't have because you didn't mention anything about maids and nannies.
Well, no, I did. In fact, I said that I had a maid and I fired her because I was turning into this huge blob. But you know what? But when Martha Stewart writes a book, she's obviously writing it and saying that she knows what she's talking about. No one's upset at that.
No.
You know? Anyway, so to make a long story short, I just thought that these were a few funny things to read. So I'm glad that I'm getting, that I get so many nice emails from these other women saying good things to me. Otherwise, I really would have to just stay in bed all day, Dana. It would be hard to get out of bed. I would be pretty upset. But I want to talk about something that really is upsetting, mm-hmm. Dana, which is these two boys who were mm-hmm. found in Missouri. I cannot believe the people on the media are now asking questions about why this kid Sean mm-hmm. didn't leave.
I know.
First of all, how dare they question anything this teenage kid did? He was abducted. I'm sure he was being raped every night. He was probably being threatened, and he was terrified to make a move. And I'm watching these moron journalists on TV, these people on TV saying, oh, well, you know, he was home all day and he had the computer. Why didn't he call for help? Well, he was probably told that there were cameras in the apartment. Mm-hmm. He was being watched. And if he tried to go for help, somebody would kill mm-hmm. him.
Well, and the thing that gets me is, I mean, here you have this child, because really he was a child. He still is a child. And they're expecting him to think rationally like an adult would. You can't. And I don't know. I'm irritated about the whole thing.
First of all, number one, we should be saying, what is this sicko, pervert, pedophile, disgusting, scumbag pig doing walking the streets? And why is he being, you know, treated so well? I think he should be tied to a tree in Town Square and let the mommies go after him. That's mm-hmm. what I think. There's a 100% recidivism rate for pedophiles. They come out, they do mm-hmm. it again. Once they get the taste of this, they don't stop. Right now, on the internet, there are children pornographic sites like NAMBLA, North American Man Love Boy Treaty, Boy Association. And it the fact that this is on the internet is unbelievable to me. Why aren't they going after these people? They should be dragged out. They should be hauled off to prison. We have their email addresses. I don't think you should be even allowed to look at child pornography in this country. And so here is this guy who stole these two boys. And instead of us talking about him, people are questioning the mm-hmm. kid. And anyone out there who's questioning this kid, you really are disgusting. Let me tell you, imagine being a teenage boy stolen and living with some guy for 4 years who's raping you. Do you think you could think clearly? Mm-mm. What do you think would happen? I don't know, but at this point, you know, I would just be trying to survive. Mm-hmm. The poor kid was probably trying to just stay mm-hmm. alive. You know, he was terrified, but that just makes me so mad. And then you, Dana, you posted that you were in, what, Target?
I was in Meijer's, which is a grocery store chain, and it happened yesterday, and I still get goosebumps thinking about this. But yeah, I mean Caitlin was not that far from me. I mean, I could see her whole body. She was in plain view, and this woman came up behind her and grabbed one of them, you know, bath massager thingies and like was messing around with Katie with it, and I caught it out of the corner of my eye, and I could just see this sheer panic over Caitlin, and I immediately said, Katie, get over here. And she couldn't because this lady had blocked her in with her cart. And I said, Katie, move around it right away. And it happens in...
Why didn't you walk over there?
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, you go through these scenarios in your head and you talk to your children about it. But until you come up with the situation, I just couldn't think. I mean, I was as frozen as Katie was. And afterwards, when we settled down, we talked about it and we play it over in our head, you know, and you see those details and you reevaluate what happened is when, you know, things started clicking. But I just knew that Katie was just terrified. She was just terrified, and I was trying to help her.
So what happened? The girl, where did she put the massage?
On her back.
Well, first of all, don't think because it was a woman she didn't mean any ill harm, because women kidnap children.
Oh, certainly.
Women are pedophiles, and your daughter is how old?
She's
how old
eight.
Is Katie? I just read that the most popular age for children to be stolen is age 9. Mm-hmm. It's not mm-hmm. infants. It's 9-year-old
yep.
children. Okay? So who knows what that woman was trying to do? First of all, number one, it's disgusting and sad that we have to live in a society where we can't trust anybody. Mm-hmm. It's so sad. So maybe this was a nice old lady who wanted to talk to your daughter mm-hmm. and be friendly. That's one thing. But no nice old lady is going to take a massager and put it on
no.
your kid's back.
No.
Okay? That's a little bit freako. Okay? I would have taken that massager and smashed her over the head. So when your daughter walked over to you, what was the woman's reaction?
She looked up at me, and then she quickly walked away. And I was, I mean, honestly, my concern was my daughter. I knew she was scared, and I was trying to reassure her. And it just, and this is why I'm so pissed off at myself, it just didn't click that I needed to say something to the woman or that I needed to get a manager over there and deal with it. And that's the part that I'm really upset with myself about, because I just didn't think. It just caught me so off guard that it would even happen right in front of me. You know, and
well, let me tell you a story that happened. Let me tell you a few stories. I want to remind all of our moms about mm-hmm. these stories. And last year in the news, okay, there was the woman who was a bus driver who fondled a few girls on her school bus. She went mm-hmm. to jail. There was the other woman last year who was accused of raping the little boy in her mm-hmm. preschool. Okay, so women do bad things. We know that. We know that women kidnap children mm-hmm. all the time. Now, another story is a couple of years ago, and Oprah did a whole show with this woman. She was at Target in mm-hmm. Iowa, and she was waiting outside the door while her nephew went into the mm-hmm. bathroom. And while he was in there for that few minutes, he was raped.
Yep.
Okay? You know, I can't believe that we have to live like this. It makes me sick. I cannot stop thinking about the fact that our society is going down the tubes. I think that we're living in Sodom and Gomorrah. I think that we're oversexed, overstimulated. I can't believe I put on the TV the things that I mm-hmm. see. I turn on the radio, the things that I hear. We can't let our kids ride their bikes down the block. We let these pedophile freaks out onto the mm-hmm. streets. I mean, how bad is it going to get in this country? Last year, there were 400,000 attempted child abductions mm-hmm. in America. 400,000. I mean, this is America. I mean, this is a rich nation, and this is we're allowing this to mm-hmm. happen. And I'll tell you, the only way it's going to stop and things are going to get better in this country is if we, the mothers, start to become mm-hmm. maniacs. Ladies, it is time to lose control. It is time to go after your school district, your local politician. Let me tell you what happened 2 days ago. Connor was home with bronchitis. Mm-hmm. So he's home, and the morning goes, Hannah gets on the school bus, and I'm sitting here, and I said, you know what? I'm going to see how long it takes for the school to call me to see where Connor is. Because I had this whole kidnapping thing in my brain. So finally at 12:30, I'm like, holy crap, I'm calling them. So I call the school and I said, hi, this is Darla Shine. Connor's out with bronchitis. She's like, oh, okay. I said, when were you going to call me? She says, well, we're just getting to fourth grade attendance now, Mrs. Shine. I said, well, you know what? My son would be in South Jersey if someone took him off the school bus this morning. He'd be two states mm-hmm. away. I said, you know, what kind of policy is this? Some kid is snatched in the morning of the school bus, and the school doesn't call you till 3 hours mm-hmm. later? They don't know that my son's homesick. Yep. They don't know where he is.
Yep.
You know, so it starts with the school. It starts with the local politicians. You know, I have been starting to call and complain to my local politicians that there are 70 sexual pedophiles who live, like, within 10 miles of my house. What? I don't understand. You know, we're not given, you know, they send you notices under Megan's Law telling you, you know, here there are sexual pedophiles living near you, but they don't show you their picture.
Nope.
They don't show you their addresses. Nope. They're protected. Why shouldn't we see their photo? Yep. How do I know it's not my son's school bus driver?
Well, in Michigan here, you can actually get on the sex offenders registry and they show pictures of them. But, you know, they're not current. I'm sure they're not current.
There's Megan'sLaw.com, and now you have to pay $25 to become a member. I don't know if that's yearly or lifetime, and you can get access to the photos and the addresses. But I am just really disgusted, and I am begging all of my mom members, all of our happy housewives, to start making a stink, start complaining to whoever you complain to, force our politicians to fix this country. Something is seriously wrong in America. Something is seriously wrong with this society because 30 years ago when I was a kid, I used to take the bus to the mall. I used to take the bus to the roller skating rink. I used to walk a mile to my best friend's house. Nobody was kidnapped. Nobody was molested. There were no problems. What is going on with this society now? We can't even let our kids ride around the block. Would you let your kid ride a mile right now?
No. No. Wouldn't happen.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know how we can solve this, but the best thing we could do, I think, is get stricter.
Well, and here's the other side of it, too. I mean, I know when you see something wrong, or in my case last night, you know, part of you is like, well, I don't want to make a big deal out of it. You know, it's embarrassing. I don't want to be embarrassed if it turns out it was completely innocent. Because you're worried about maybe hurting somebody else's feelings or making somebody else look bad. And you know what? Enough's enough. I mean, it doesn't matter if they're black, if they're white, if they're a female, if they're a male, whatever. If it's wrong, it's wrong. And you get your voice and you say something about it. You know, and that was our teachable moment last night because Katie and I went over the whole situation, what we should have done differently. And her part was that she was just so scared she couldn't get her voice. And I told her, you know, mommy didn't react very well either because I was scared and I didn't use my voice. And I said, you know, bottom line is it doesn't matter.
But no matter what you said last night, it's still not going to matter because all the studies show, Dana, every situation that a child or a teenager is in. Remember last year the girl in Florida who was walking across the gas station parking lot, the guy came up to her? She didn't scream. She didn't run. She froze. No matter what you say to your daughter, she's going to freeze again. It's a natural reaction to be scared. I have reoccurring nightmares where somebody's coming towards me and I can't even scream. Everyone has had that nightmare. When you're terrified, you don't know what to do. I was on the subway years ago, and I emailed this to you, I told you. And this man in a suit, this dignified, good-looking guy, came and stood across from me in the knee-knocker seats. And he sat there, he looks at me, and looked down. His entire penis was laying on the seat.
Ugh.
He had opened his pants and just pulled his penis out. And I just looked at it, and I was shocked and horrified. I couldn't even do anything to say anything to him. I got up and walked away. So when you're a good person, a decent person, you go into shock. So the thing is, your daughter, Caitlin, she's going to go into shock again. She's not going to scream.
So what do you do? I mean, that whole thing about teach your kids about stranger danger.
It doesn't work. Oprah has done so many shows on this. And all the kids who've been told don't go by someone who says I have a puppy, they all go to look at the puppy. They all do. You know, and it's so scary. It's just the best thing you could do is what they're saying now is John Walsh is saying to teach your kids an escape route. Teach your kids how to get out. You know, if they get into a car, what should they do? When should they jump? How should they get out? I can't even believe that we have to have these conversations. Yep. You know, talk to your daughter over and over again. The best thing you could do, I think, is to watch your daughter. And to make sure that she has confidence. I think that if you have confidence to not be afraid of someone, to walk away, You know, that's always good. But I think that most situations, people are going to freeze. They're going to get scared.
Well, somebody had mentioned on the forums that, I don't remember who it was, about karate lessons or self-defense lessons for kids, too. So that might be an option. What do you think?
Well, Connor and Hannah are both in Taekwondo, and they're taking karate and all that. But really, what is my son going to do against that big, fat, disgusting slob, 41-year-old pizzeria jackass?
Kick him in the balls.
Look at that guy. Really, what's he going to do? What, you know, an 11-year-old boy doesn't have a chance. And this is why I won't let my son have sleepovers. You know, a lot of people have the kids go on all these sleepovers.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't want my son in someone else's house, somebody's house, no matter who they are. I don't know these, unless it's like our best friends, I don't know these kids' fathers.
Or mothers.
You know, I brought Connor to a play date a couple of years ago, and I went to the house, and Connor went in there. I had this ill, sick feeling. I just felt bizarre about it, and I went and I got him back. And I wouldn't have let him have a play date there. I think you have to go with your gut instinct and not let your kids, I don't even go shopping now at night. Was this last night, Dana?
Yeah, but it was early evening. It was like 6 o'clock.
It was dark out, though. I don't even want to walk into parking lots now in the dark. I don't even put myself in that position. I don't even want to go out. And it's really so sad that we're living like this. And I just beg all of us to open our mouths, fight back, stand up. You know, if we make a big enough stink, these people could be put away for life. And I have to believe that if people thought that they were going to get castrated, right, and hung, and all these horrible things happening to them, maybe they would, you know, try and get therapy. I don't know, but they get back out of prison.
Yeah, they do.
They get back out of prison. It's so, so sad. And I could talk about this forever, but we are out of time,
Dana. Yes, we are.
But, girls, we're back on schedule. We're going to be going back to doing the podcast regularly. We have great guests coming up. Dr. Roseanne Kafora is going to talk to us about the new breakthroughs in autism. We're going to speak to her. We're going to have Dr. Furman on again talking to us about how to stay healthy. And I want to talk to all of our girls about losing weight, getting in shape for spring. In fact, we need a fitness mom to be the editor of our fitness page.
Yes, we do.
So anyone out there who is physically fit into health and exercise and who wants to do that, please email me. Dana, you have a good day.
Too.
Keep your girls with you safe. Keep your eyes on those girls.
Definitely.
And I think that you should, you know, maybe next time you go to a store, talk to them. Maybe that woman hangs around the store. Who
Could
knows?
Be. Could be. I'm definitely going to take more action, though.
What was that? What did she look like, by the way?
She was older. She was probably my mom's age, in her 60s, and, you know, short, quiet, I don't know, blonde, blonde gray hair, glasses. I mean, I could tell you exactly wearing, but.
The sad thing, though, is, isn't it a sad day? Like, think about it. There's probably so many nice older people out there who are lonely, who have no one to talk to, and when they get out, they see a cute young girl, they want to chit-chat, they want to talk. You know, and it's so sad that we can't even be friendly and trust people anymore.
Yep.
It just breaks my heart. But anyway, Dana, I will talk to you. Girls, have a great day.
All right. See you later.